We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, there's a poll on the Facebook page as well. So make sure that you go and check out the Facebook page, because there was a discussion on the show yesterday that turned into a smack-talking group text last night that I noticed Tony did not participate in. And
I was entertained by it.
The question is, how many bases on a baseball field?
Mm-hmm.
Tony, how many bases on a baseball
Frank
field?
In here. Three. Frank's got to get in here.
How many bases on a baseball field, Katie?
I said four. And I know you guys are not counting home plate,
Katie,
but I said four.
You can't say I said four.
When I did.
But you're referring to what you said on the air yesterday. But then you, out of the blue,
it wasn't out of the blue.
Screenshot. Wikipedia.
Yeah, that was impressive.
It wasn't out of the blue.
Like 7 hours later, Katie is still thinking about this.
Stuck in your craw.
No. I have a reasoning for it. Annie was messaging me and giving me updates on the game. So that's
beforehand?
Before that, yes.
On the baseball game. So it made you think of baseball.
I'm going to have to check the timestamp.
I was hanging out, doing my thing. Annie gave me an update. I said, haha, noted. And then I was like, I was going to look that up.
Yeah. I wanted you to know that the Cardinals had the plates loaded.
And I was going to look it up. And I was I forgot to look that up. So I did it.
So then we get a screenshot that has diagrams drawn on it to tell us dummies that there are actually four bases.
Which there's not, but... That's interesting that Wikipedia says that.
Not only them, the wrong. MLB.
You just sent us you sent us to the general MLB.com. There was no...
I will have the link then for you, girlfriend. Oh, don't you worry about it.
So I
don't
did.
You worry.
So and I will tell her girlfriend you were so wrong.
So I did some of my due diligence.
You did?
And I have a bunch
of friends.
Did
you go to the card catalog?
No, but I have a lot of friends that played college baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent a few of them texts.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are current local high school baseball coaches. So these are college baseball players and current baseball coaches.
Mm-hmm. And, opinions of note.
Yeah, and every single one of them said three bases, home plate is not a base.
Why are you asking, dummy?
And,
yeah. Why are you asking?
And that's what one of them said, who is arguing that?
Local sports reporter,
me,
Katie Fitzpatrick.
One of my friends, who's a coach, who explains it this way, which sounds like a coach explaining something.
But
he says a base is a safe place where you get to hang out for a while. You don't.
It's a safe space.
You don't hang out at home plate, which that makes total sense to me.
See,
one of the other ones says that. Home plate isn't a base because what did he say here?
We have votes coming in right now.
Because there are different rules regarding home plate than there are for the other bases. So since there are different rules regarding
then
that,
it's not technically a base.
That plate that don't apply to the base is that it's different.
I'm so just saying. Bases is what I saw.
These guys were college baseball players, their current baseball coaches, and that was their take on the situation.
Facebook.com/AndyFryShow right now.
Not a single one of them said four bases.
This is the way we have the question posed. How many bases on a baseball field? Three, which is Team Tony and Frank, or four, which is Team Katie?
I'm just saying, this is what I looked up, this is what I found. In my endeavors.
I never really thought about it this deeply until we had this conversation.
How happy were you when you read Wikipedia and it said four?
Oh. Here's the thing. I was ecstatic. and then you and Frank were like, it's not a reliable resource. And so then Frank puts on.
I'm going to need original documentation.
Quora or whatever the heck that's called.
I had never heard of that either.
That's a message board. I said, what? We're talking about non-reliable.
Your Honor, I object!
And why is that, Mr. Reed?
Because it's devastating to my case!
Overruled.
Good call!
I'm just saying.
Well, like I said, I had always assumed it was three bases and home plate, but I wasn't positive, so I went to the guys that I would call an expert.
Smirking over there like you were positive.
Well, I was pretty sure. I mean,
what's his job?
I had never considered home plate a base, because it's first base, second base, third base, and home plate. It doesn't have a name, home base. So,
it did, though. Hold on. I'm sending this to everybody.
So that's why I asked the guys that
go
are
on
coaches,
Wikipedia.
That are coaches and players, and they all said three
you
bases,
dummy.
One plate.
So it seems as though Katie's, there may be some people who are actively, as I'm watching this, the Team Katie percentage is just ticking up and up. So, Tony, I think you are having an adverse effect.
Well, I understand that. Well, of course, because people don't want to be mean to Katie, and I get it. But, I mean, it's three bases.
He's an angry elf.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we can take phone calls on this if you want to. 314-241-9797. Three bases or four. You can go on Facebook and vote. And if you go like the Facebook page right now and you're on the Facebook page right now, we'll do a handstand on the break.
We'll do a headstand.
And by we, I say, Tony, where are you going to do this headstand?
Wherever you want me to do it.
In here?
You can do it right
in
here.
The cafeteria area? We don't have a cafeteria. In the open space out there?
Do a headstand. We can do it right here.
All right. Don't fall into the television.
I'll try not to.
All right. Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. Go like the page. We'll do that here in the break. I'm loading it up right now. And Team Katie is surging with 35% of the vote. Over 50 people have weighed in. I need to know from you, how many bases on a baseball field? Three, if you're Team Tony and Team Frank, or four bases on a field, if you're Team Katie and Wikipedia. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
All right, it's getting kind of weird on the Facebook Live here. I hope you guys have watched that. I am thoroughly impressed.
It's not getting weird. It's getting
it's getting real.
Are you protesting?
People are getting lied to.
Didn't lie.
We're selling bills of goods.
I did not lie. Did you say
our mouths are writing checks that our butts can't cash. That's what's going on.
Katie promised that she would do a headstand too.
I didn't.
That was the whole thing.
The whole thing.
I said, you could do one. I said, I'll do one if you do one. I'll show you how to do it. Okay, we're all going to do a headstand. And then she's like, no, I'm not doing it.
I said, you gave me a tutorial.
And we're already
Katie's
on
wearing
Facebook
a dress.
Live, so, well, why didn't she say that to begin with?
I never said I would do it. I said, give a tutorial. And you know what? That still means that tomorrow I have an opportunity.
Are you going to do it tomorrow?
I'll do it tomorrow.
Nice. Can we Facebook Live it?
Let's do it.
Will that be better, Tony?
It'd be fine.
If I can do it tomorrow.
Can we have a standoff and see who can hold the headstand longest?
One thing at a time. Give me a break, people.
Let's check out the Facebook
poll
right now.
I haven't done a headstand in 20 years, and I just did two.
It was awesome. Yeah, you had to show it
to Ryan. We found the new Spider-Man.
Of the Dave Glover Show. Yeah.
It's Tony Columbo.
Well, that second one was
no
good. No,
you rolled into something.
That's because I was somersault. I was losing my balance.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Am I okay?
A what?
Fine.
If I wasn't? What could I get?
You're asking the wrong person. I have nothing to give you.
Be hurt. Let's do another one and I'll fall.
And the TV will fall.
Yeah,
I'll crash into the TV.
Very trickily close to the television. Over 100 votes right now on our Facebook poll at facebook.com/AnnieFryShow, where you can see the Facebook Live that we're doing right now as Tony and Katie continue to bicker. How many bases on a baseball field? Three bases, Team Tony and Frank, or four bases, which is Team Katie? And it's about 64-36 right now in percentage.
What is your
Linda
opinion
says, I love you, Katie, but you're wrong.
You're a three base person?
She's three. Yeah.
Yes, because that's what it is. Right. Dan, that's thanks right for calling the show.
Hi.
Hi, Dan.
Nice to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you, too. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to say that if home plate is not a base, then when you hit a home run, you'd only get three total bases. But I'm pretty sure that on the player statistics, when they talk about total bases, they count home plate as a base.
Statistically, that is a very good point.
Yeah.
But it's still a plate.
If it,
Thanks, Dan.
If MLB calls it a base, it must be a base.
All right, Dan. I like your call. Thank you very much. I will give Katie that point if she can explain to me what he just said.
He said that statistically, the MLB says Major League Baseball says that there are four bases.
Why?
And that home plate is technically a base. Because you have to hit all four bases to equal a home run. Correct?
She's on. This is correct information.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm being persuaded.
Total bases is a stat that is kept. Okay. Every time you achieve, if you go from home to first, mm-hmm. that's one base.
Yes.
If you then go from first to second, that's two bases. And every time you do that throughout a season, it's counted. And at the end of the season, you have a total bases stat. So
what's the average?
Oh, I have no idea.
the point being that if you get to home plate, it counts as a base.
It would vary drastically between players. So yeah, I understand what he's saying. And again, I never even thought about it until it was asked.
Joseph suggests that maybe you should Wikipedia how to do a headstand, Katie.
Ask some,
maybe so. Do you think they have some drawings on there that would show me how to do a headstand or handstand, either one?
Facebook.com/AndyFryShow, and you can vote in this poll. It's hanging right around over just 63% say three bases. But I have to say, Dan's call there is...
Yeah, but I mean, you can make that argument either way, because you can say the same thing like my friends that are baseball coaches said.
You hang out on
there
base.
Are different rules applying to, so they can't be the same thing because there are different rules that apply at each place. So again,
you can make Tony's life coaches.
You can make the argument either way.
Jeff, thanks for calling the show.
Okay, so how are you? Anyway, here's the deal. Here's why it's only three bases.
Okay.
The base is defined by dimensions by Major League Baseball. There's only three with those dimensions, and they're identical on that field.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah. Perfect. It makes perfect sense.
Thanks,
bye.
Jeff.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
So
nailed it.
Two callers in a row explain why Major League Baseball
says it's
calls
one way or the other.
It a base and why it doesn't call it a base. So somebody is not telling the truth.
Oh, I can read it off of the rest of it.
Rick, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
You bet.
Okay, it's real simple. It's real simple.
It is real simple.
You're right.
First base, second base, third base, home plate. Mm-hmm. So there's three bases and
God.
A plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
there
you,
it is.
Sir.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, that's kind of what we said.
In simple terms.
Thanks, guys.
But Wikipedia does say it's four, and I do like, statistically speaking, that home counts as a base in your stats.
Well, I mean, yeah, but what would you have it? Would you? Wouldn't it be just ridiculous to separate it out? Well, he had 100 total bases and
four plates
and seven plates this season.
Yeah, and
this is the most I will ever talk sports.
You
by
will
the way.
Also hear the term, you know, he plated blah blah blah. That you can hear that as well. So
I don't know. This is what I'm reading this right now. In 1899, the rule regulating home plate shape changed.
A lot of people speaking for MLB today.
Well, this is from their website that I just sent you.
All right, I like it.
Requiring the base to be square in shape as opposed to circular, so it matches the rest of the bases.
There you go. Then we'll
the rest of the bases.
You just argued against yourself.
Well,
because home plate is not square.
This
like,
is
like
it's saying this is 1999. I mean 1899. The rule regulating home plate shape changed, requiring the base, so they call it a base, to be square in shape as opposed to circular.
But it's not
so
square.
It matched the rest of the bases.
Ooh, Mona makes a good point on the Facebook chat right now. How many people are on base when the bases are loaded?
Three. But four. Four.
No, it's three. It's three.
That's a good point.
Oh, Katie.
That's a good point.
Do you see what we're
saying?
Who
was the guy who said it's real simple? I mean, that's kind of the best way to look at it. First base. Second base.
Thank you, Mona.
Third base. Home.
That's a good point. No, that's a great point.
If the bases are loaded,
and
now
if the person at bat doesn't technically count.
Hey, when you hit a home run, you get four total bases. MLB said it.
Wait.
It's home base.
Wait, time out though.
Count it.
If you get a home run and there are three people on base,
yeah,
but the person at bat does the home run, yeah, how many runs do you get?
Four. But there are three people on base.
And then he's fourth. He gets the fourth run.
He's the batter.
Because he's at the plate.
he's the batter. He's not on a base. But I don't know. Maybe he is. 43% of the people think that he is. So
I'm one of them, darn it.
He is.
I actually am intrigued by how easy it is to argue either side. Like, sure, being somebody who has watched baseball my whole life and am kind of nerdy about baseball as well, that this isn't as cut and dry as we maybe thought it was at first.
Well, it was pretty cut and dry when I asked the coaches. For them, it was pretty cut and dry. But I agree. I could make the argument. I could completely change my argument and make a strong argument that it
either way
is a base.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
But you can make the argument.
This just tells you a little something about the argument.
If somebody said you're the defender, you're the public defender in this case, and
you need to make a case
for it being a base, I could do it. But I don't think that it is.
Go to facebook.com/AnnieFryShow and continue to vote. Team Katie has surged to 40%.
Hey, this guy named Rob said, Katie, it's okay. You look pretty and math is hard.
Well, that, you know, that's just
boo like, on you, that's, Rob.
You've achieved the best you can be as a woman. Congratulations.
At least I look good
look
doing
pretty,
it.
Don't need to know math. That's like the ultimate success there. Probably meant to be a compliment.
Whatever.
314-241-9797 if you want to join the show. Bryce Hill is going to join us when we come back and talk to us about what's going on in Illinois. I saw an article today that was talking about the gas tax and how it's doubled and how much it's affecting different people. Well, like right here located on the Missouri Illinois Bank, and you see people cross the Mississippi River and then they go to the Motomart that's right across on 270 or the gas station right here, right off Tucker, when you come across the San Musial Bridge. So we're going to talk to him about that. And I'm going to ask Bryce Hill, I don't know how much he knows about sports, but I'm going to ask him, is it three bases or four bases? It's like first things first here.
Let's get down to business.
We can't solve what's going on in the state of Illinois in this 10 minutes, but you can help us solve a debate that has a St. Louis city just ripped at the seams.
Everybody's in on the conversation.
Three bases or four. I wonder how many people have stopped buying Illinois gas. I did. I haven't bought Illinois gas since July 1st. And I'm going to keep that going as long as I can. And I see a lot of you people are doing the same thing. So we're going to talk to him about that. We're also going to talk to him about some government contracts that are looking pretty good if you're on the right side of that. And if you're an Illinois taxpayer, not so much. Not so much. Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. Make sure you go like it. You can see the Facebook Live that we have been doing, and you can see Tony's headstands. They're pretty ridiculous, and you can vote in that poll. Bryce Hill with Illinois Policy when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.